selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits, the podcast where if it's not trending, we don't fucking want to hear about it, right?
That's right. Get the fuck out of here if you're not trending.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not hot, you're not hot.
Exactly.
Good point. Good point.
Thanks.
And we're here today to discuss what's trending on, what is it, Saturday, March 19th, 2016, in the afternoon. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And, Gata!
Hello? Did you forget my name for a second, Gabe?
I just was trying to give it a little bit of, anticipation.
Oh, okay. We've got a very special guest today, guys. You've seen her on your TV. If you watch the Super Bowl, if you've seen her on stage at UCB on her new mod team, The Bus, and her old mod team. What was the name?
Eastwood.
Eastwood, that's right. Great team. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
It's Eleanor Woods.
Oh, God, I love that you used my full name. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Oh, also, you've been on the show before, so thanks for coming back.
I have, with Lauren Tyree, right? Oh, no, Savannah Nix.
Savannah Nix.
Yes, the one and only.
That was fun.
That was great fun.
We got a little toasty.
A little toasty.
If I recall.
I think we did.
We did. Yeah. I want to clarify. Agata said you've seen me on your TV if you watch the Super Bowl. Yes, I was one of the athletes.
Yes. Yeah.
She was on the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. She was the one doing the hiking. Yeah. She wasn't saying hike.
No.
But the guy was saying hike and then she hiked.
I was hiking my skirt up. Had bloomers on underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was cool. We all loved laughing along.
That was cool, right? Yeah. That was cool that I did that.
Yeah, for sure.
You did some really good blocks, too, I was going to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's easy. You can get them from anywhere. The store. Lego blocks. Okay.
No, but for real, you were in a
Super Bowl
commercial.
Commercial.
True.
For a car?
Jeep?
For a Jeep. I was in a Super Bowl commercial for a Jeep. It aired once. I quit my job because I was like, I'm going to make all the money. And then it never aired again.
Hold on, Gabe. Do you not know what a car is?
Yeah, I anything on wheels, I just sort of point at it and go, car.
Okay.
Beep, beep.
Car.
Car.
How have you been since your last visit?
Here?
Yeah. Our listeners are begging for it. They want to know.
I've been great. You know, things have been picking up. Life is moving at whatever pace it wants to. More than anything, I'm getting older every day, wiser every day.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know,
I mean, and you're living the life, living the life everyone wants.
That's true.
And it's lovely to have you back.
Oh man, thanks. It's lovely to see you guys and be back.
Yay.
And Gabe, may I say, your place looks very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Very clean.
It's always so clean.
I know you keep it like this all the time.
It's very clean.
Thanks, guys.
And it's fresh.
I literally have never seen this place ever messy one time, and I've been here like a million times.
This sounds like we're doing a bit, but that's real.
Yeah. We're being so sincere.
The truth.
Right now.
Thank you. I do think my apartment is clean. I was saying before we were recording, because the episode we just recorded yesterday with Nick Weiger featured the appearance of an enormous cockroach right in the middle. And
spoiler alert.
Not a pet.
Not a pet. Not a pet.
Not a pet.
It wasn't. I thought it was Louie. That's how big it was.
Can I swear on this thing?
Yeah. Oh, totally. You know what?
JK.
We don't usually put the explicit tag on it, but this time for you, we will.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I just didn't want people to think that I have the kind of apartment that's going to have, you know, roaches running around.
Yeah.
It's just not like that.
It's not Joe's apartment. It's not Joe's apartment.
No. Yeah.
No.
It's not. It's actually Gabe.
It's,
and
it's my apartment.
Yeah, it's Gabe's. So I don't know why we keep saying that it's Joe's apartment, because it's not Joe's apartment.
Who's Joe?
You know.
It was the guy we had that rental dispute with for this apartment. But it's not his apartment. It's ours.
He was a guy who had hallucinations that he was living with a bunch of roaches.
Is that on
and
Seinfeld?
They made a movie about it.
What was it called? Joe Dirt?
Dirt's apartment.
Joe Dirt's apartment.
Joe's dirty apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne's World.
Yep. We're remembering all our facts correctly. Yeah. I should point out in the booth over there on the ones and twos, we've got Robo Laura Hall, producing the show as she does.
Hey, Laura.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
That's her catchphrase.
You've met Elle before. Can you at least show a little recognition, please? Don't embarrass us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a little
hard. It's a little cold. Oh, I'm doing well. How are you doing, Laura? It's nice to see you again, hear you again.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Could be better.
What's going on?
Just living life.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that.
But you said could be better. What is that a reference to?
I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Please, more general things.
Yeah.
I gotta.
I don't know. I mean, she has a pretty pathetic life, if you ask me. We just keep her in the closet, roll her out whenever we have an episode.
Fuck you, Agata.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Agata.
She's now in her teenage rebellion phase of life. Where you hate your parents and you call your mom a bitch and then feel bad.
I'm going out.
Wait, what?
You can't leave. You need someone to push you.
I mean, as we remember from that story that was trending a while ago, that if you send a robot out, it's just going to get vandalized. I don't know if you remember that. There was a robot, a Canadian robot that was like traveling and it got vandalized.
I don't remember that at all.
We'll have to talk about it in another ep.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stretch it out. We'll have a multi-arc.
I remember his name was Aaron.
The robot's name was Aaron?
Did you know him, like, kind of, personally or cyberly or?
Apparently she's related to all robots as part of the lore.
Yeah, Chappie is her cousin.
Oh.
He is my cousin.
No.
So if you're related to all the robots, does that mean that you can't ever, like, you know?
Oh, no, she does.
Cross wires with robots?
She does. She definitely...
No, I fuck humans.
Oh. Men, women, both? Shy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's 2016.
Wait,
2016.
Whatever. Guys. Is she saying she'll just literally have sex with
It's her? All holes to me, BB.
Dude, I'm down with Laura. All right.
It's all holes to me. What the fuck?
Any holes off limits?
No, BB.
No, BB.
This is good stuff.
I forget to say it's not that kind of show, so I'm frowning upon you, Robo Laura Hall, please.
Yeah, let's try and keep it a little PG.
Yeah,
okay?
Class it up.
Yeah.
I think it's time to move on to our first segment. It's our most popular segment. It's where our expert, Agata.
Hello, it's me, Agata.
Provides advice to our listeners in a segment we call Ask Agata.
Mm. Ask Agata is meant for an adult audience. Ask Agata may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Agata, board certified addiction medicine.
Wow, since last time I was on here, the production level has really stepped its game up. The theme song's phenomenal. Oh,
thank you. That's our friend Andrew Clotworthy made it. And then also he made these little interludes that we play in between.
They're really great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
He loves listening to us talk about it.
So do we have a question, Robo Laura Hall, for Agata this week?
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, okay, cool. I should mention that.
I think she was thrown off because usually you just set up that she's going to read a question.
Oh, yeah. She was going to read the question us.
Yeah.
I should mention, though, that if you want to ask a question of Agata, you can do so on our website. It's twb.cool/ask, or you can call the hotline. What? Did I forget the number? 432-AGATA. Hi.
Hi.
This question is from Katie. Dear Agata, I've been dating someone for a couple months. We're both mid-20s. I'm a lady. He's a guy. He's great. So sweet, smart, thoughtful, hot. The problem is his sense of humor. He makes these sarcastic sexism and racism quote jokes unquote. He does this with everyone. Race-related stuff. Gender-related stuff. The joke is supposed to be like, haha, I'm saying this horrible thing because clearly none of us believe it. I know he's being sarcastic, but it's just not funny. I've mentioned it to him a few times that it makes me uncomfortable, trying to be relaxed about it since we haven't been going out that long. How would you handle this? Is this a deal-breaker territory? I'm just now starting to introduce him to my friends and I'm nervous that he's going to say something awful to them. What would you do? Thanks so much for your help. XOXOXOX.
Spit it and quit it.
Absolutely dump this dude, right? Like, there's no question about it at all. It's not funny. It's not cool. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I understand why she hasn't because, you know, it's flipping hard to meet people, especially when they're cool, nice, funny, and hot.
Yeah.
And
well, they're like not funny. That was the problem.
They're not funny. Sorry.
Yeah. The rest of them, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just like, I guess it depends on whether he thinks she's funny, too. You know, like, does he laugh at her jokes? What do you think?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He seems
not if they're not racist or sexist.
Yeah. I feel like...
It's 2016.
None of the other stuff matters as much, right? Like, as funniness. So that's like saying, like, oh, my boyfriend's perfect, except for this little thing. But it's like the most important thing.
Yeah, your boyfriend can look terrible. But if he's funny, that's all that matters is so the person, right?
It really is true.
Yeah, you know what they say. If you know how to make a girl laugh, you know how to get a girl into bed.
That's
right.
Classic phrase.
Yeah.
I ha 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 those ladies.
Pants off.
They're pants off.
I hear that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it also sucks that like she expresses that she doesn't like it and he still does it.
Yeah, and it's so early in the relationship. Like,
guys, I hate to break up the party, but it's flipping 420 right now.
Oh, dude. I got sparkled.
420. Got a lot of smoking devices here.
Dude, pass that bong. Pass that bong.
Howdy, folks.
That's our cowboy themed bong.
I'd buy it.
Sorry. Anyone else have any opinions on this?
I mean, if he's really hot, if he's really hot, she could just continue to bang him and not introduce him to her friends. But only if he's really hot.
Well, I agree with that, but she's already started the process. She's bringing him around her friends.
And also, it's been a couple months, you know? It's so hard to meet people.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I get it, but...
But also, like, if this person makes you feel bad, I think it depends on how you feel. Like, if this person makes you feel bad, then break up with them.
And obviously, they make you feel bad because you're asking me for advice.
I was having this conversation the other day with people. How crazy it is that, like, 10 years ago, the funniest joke was, like,
you want to hear a joke? Women's rights.
And now, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, get a life. What are you doing?
It's 2016.
Yeah. It's 2016. How many times have we said that? Yeah.
You know what? I think the issue here is that your boyfriend doesn't have a calendar, is not looking at his iCal, yes, because he doesn't know that it's 2016.
It's amazing how often people need to be reminded of the year.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. It's 2016.
Yeah. You're wearing your 2016 t-shirt just in case you forget. Yeah. And then you look in the mirror.
Exactly. Yeah. It's backwards so that you can know. Read it.
Go to the post office. It's 2016.
What? They have a calendar there?
Yeah.
Come on. Wake up. Wake up from your nap. It's 2016.
I keep totally. Writing 2016 on all my checks because I know it's 2016.
Yeah, go to the bank. Yeah. They have 2016 checks there.
Listen, I had a party for New Year's and I put a bunch of balloons up that said 2016 and I still have not taken them down. So I still know it's 2016.
Guys,
it's good to know.
Trump 2016, right? Mm-hmm. It's 2016.
Uh-oh, I think I hear Trump boy coming.
Uh-oh.
Trump boy.
Are you saying let's Trump 2016 or yeah. Trump 2016? Build a wall!
We had an appearance of a character named Trump Boy in a previous episode. It was just a boy who loved Donald Trump.
Oh,
tremendous!
I love Trump.
Oh, hi, him? Trump Boy.
Hey, how's it going? You guys talk about Trump?
Hey, can I interact with Trump Boy?
Yo,
a little bit?
Please do.
Wow, Trump Boy, you are an anomaly to me. Do you have parents that support Trump, or is this something that you've come to,
I'm an orphan.
Oh yeah. Because if he had parents, they would tell him.
That what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
But we should get him some parents then. That's the solution here, right? Yeah.
Trump boy, what would you say is like the big thing that you think the Donald's going to do to turn this country around?
Well, I really like the sailor uniform he wears.
Oh, yeah, are you thinking of Donald Duck?
No, I'm thinking of Donald Trump.
Okay, all right.
What is this? Does he wear pants? No, of course not.
And what does his voice sound like?
He's always getting mad in his debates and he's going, wah, 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 wah.
That sounds like Donald the Duck.
Donald the Trump. Gotta go.
Whoa, where'd he go?
He's gone. Scurried away. Mm-hmm. That precocious Trump boy.
Yeah.
Trump boy is... the views of Trump boy are Trump boys and Trump boys only. It does not reflect TWB.
Of course.
Definitely.
LLC. Yeah, of course.
Right.
We all feel the burn here.
Yeah.
I feel the burn too.
Do you?
I'm a Bernie supporter.
I mean.
Yeah, I am. And can I say, now that we're standing on the soapbox, I would support Hillary Clinton, I suppose, if it, of course I would if it were Trump Hillary, but I never have been a fan of hers. And it makes me really annoyed when everybody's like, you don't like Hillary Clinton because you don't understand the way sexism is. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Are you getting this stuff on your Facebook?
I'm just trying to stay out of it mostly. I'm getting sick of reading everything from everyone.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. Yeah. I want it to be over so bad.
Yeah. I would say biggest issue with Hillary is that she pretty much looks exactly like Donald Trump, except that she has a pink dress and a bow in her head.
Yeah.
So, no pants.
Also, I wish she would smile more.
Wait, I think you're thinking about someone else, Gabe.
Who?
Daisy Duck? Is that who you're talking about?
Sorry. You're right.
If only Trump boy was here, he would probably say something different. But he's not.
Did we actually provide any advice to the person? That segment is still happening.
The first thing I said was dump him, and I stand by him.
We agree, dump him.
Okay, dump him. I
think
not
the problem
funny.
Is, too, is that he's not listening to her when she says it makes him uncomfortable. Her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, yeah, if you're not making me laugh, you're not making my friends laugh,
mm-hmm.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If you're not making me laugh, that's a hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another classic slogan.
Catchphrase. Okay, ladies, because if you're not making me laugh...
She just did three flips.
Adorable pet Arctic fox starts cracking up whenever he hears laughter.
No. That sounds cute. There's an adorable pet Arctic fox.
Is there a video?
There is a video.
Let's hear it. I don't want to watch it. Way creepier than I expected.
Oh my god, I thought it was so cute. Normally, I loved it.
Normally I feel like those videos when you see animals doing something weird like that, it's because they're actually in a lot of pain. But I feel like this guy's just chilled. He's chilled out.
Yeah.
He's Vine famous, so he should be chilled out.
He's got Vine bucks now.
I don't know. I mean, so, I don't know how to feel about it. I think it's super weird, right?
It's kind of weird that you can have a fox as a pet, I think.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys think animals are becoming sentient?
Ooh.
What do you mean?
I didn't use that word right.
Yeah, but, I was thinking, aren't they already sentient?
No, I mean like to humans, like more and more they're like understanding who humans are.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching, like, I also feel like I've been seeing a lot of videos where they like pose for the camera and stuff. Mm. And like they're like getting what technology is and like they're fucking obviously smoking cowboy bongs with they're humans.
Yeah, I think animals are starting to get really like savvy about like how to behave in a way that's going to go viral. Or
yeah, they know what's trending.
They know what's trending. They know how to get likes on social media. So
it's like those dogs in Tokyo that know how to ride the subway and like get off the right spot and stuff. Yeah, it's super crazy. I can't even do it. You know?
Yeah,
it's too complicated for me, for my tiny brain. But dogs, they're going to pick up their farmer's market groceries just like everyone else.
Traveling, you know, 2 hours on the bus just to get to their favorite dog park.
Yeah.
They're in search for happiness. And they're trending.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, you know, humans, look out. You know, dogs are nipping at your heels, both literally and, you know, in terms of your Q rating, your what?
Quality?
What?
What's the how famous you are?
Your star meter.
Your star meter, yeah.
Your IMDb score.
Yeah.
Your star meter.
What was the QI that you were saying?
Yeah. What?
Your IQ?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
I have no idea. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Oh,
I
had okay.
A brain effort.
That's right. 420 just happened. I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, the cowboy bong is back at it again.
I reckon I appreciate you sucking marijuana smoke from my head, partner.
It's just like what a cowboy would say. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's so cool how it says random stuff, too. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Barnaby, I don't like you being on my side of town.
Oh, God, the rival cowboy bong is
oh,
here.
My God,
hey. I'll meet you in the town square at high noon.
Oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. Akata, what the fuck's happening? We're so high right now.
I think we're so high. My bong and your bong are fighting.
We're fighting.
I do say, before we have a duel, we should suck each other off.
I gotta put a stop. What is happening?
They were gay cowboy bongs.
Gay cowboy bongs.
Oh my gosh.
We have our episode title.
Gay cowboy bongs.
Great.
If we hadn't stopped that, I would have watched them fuck.
Yeah. Let's get back
into
it.
Who knows? We might see them later.
True.
Do you, what kind of,
porn am I into?
If you'd like to answer that, that would work. What if you had to have an exotic pet, like an Arctic fox, what would you choose, Ellie?
Like morals be gone.
Yeah, morals be gone.
Like a Japanese snow monkey.
Oh.
Although I would love to have a little fox. That'd be real cute. Yeah. Or maybe like an ocelot.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute. Those are like
Slow lorai are real cute to me, too. Oh. But again, you know, you don't want one of those in your home.
Yeah.
No. Too slow.
Mm-hmm. Too slow.
Too slow. Too weird. Too slow. Too cute.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Gabe?
Oh, you know, if I could have like a big old snake around my neck. Like an anaconda.
Ew.
Gabe, is that real?
Or maybe just like a giant cockroach on my shoulder.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that makes more sense.
I hate that movie, Gabe.
Which one?
Anaconda. It's my least favorite movie.
You're very scared. Because of the snake in it?
Yeah, it legitimately scared me.
Oh.
Like when I watched it. It freaked me out. And anytime I'm in water now, I like think about anacondas.
Mm. Well, they're not real. Don't worry about it.
They are real.
Wasn't there a story where someone was using the bathroom and a snake came out of the toilet?
Sure.
Multiple stories. Yes,
that happens.
So that's one of my fears. Something popping out of a toilet.
Yeah. I'm afraid a rat's going to come nibble on my butthole.
Oh my gosh.
Gross. It's going to come out of the toilet and nibble on your butt.
And I'm going to be like, stop it. Stop it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Stop. No.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, come on.
Hashtag blessed. Pope Francis begins new journey. Joins Instagram.
Oh, yeah, the Pope joined Instagram.
What?
Are you following the Pope? Are you following the Pope? Are you following the Pope?
What is it, just at the Pope?
No.
Okay.
Well, I just heard that Instagram like lost a lot of users lately because they pissed people off.
Oh.
Please explain.
Well, they've just put a lot more ads into their feed, so I think people are using it less because it's too annoying. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it was so popular like a year ago, and now people are using it less and less.
Well, maybe the Pope will draw more people back to Instagram.
It's because all the middle-aged people are on Snapchat now.
Yeah.
We're like the moms, the first generation of moms on Facebook, but like the first generation of, you know, 25 and up on Snapchat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I like Snapchat.
I mean, you're right.
Too,
I'm not
just
on
those old
Snapchat.
People on Snapchat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on Snapchat.
What's going on Snapchat? Is the Pope on Snapchat?
No.
Dude, if the Pope were on Snapchat, that would be freaky.
Yeah.
And awesome. I mean, freaky in like a good like 1999 way.
I mean, does he have like a teenage intern?
Totally. And that's such a funny character. Ah, dude, I'm the Pope's intern.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, dude, so good to see you. Here, let me get out of the Pope mobile.
How did you get this internship?
Craigslist, brah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was real cryptic, but, you know, I put my faith in the Lord and shit, here I am.
Oh, man. And do you swear like that in front of his holiness?
Oh, yeah, the Pope's real rad, dude. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten a major, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Wait,
wow.
The Pope advertised on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Did he put the ad up himself? Or did?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, so this is a good job. I assume, you know, at your age, starting an internship that's so, you know,
big,
prestigious.
Big for me, big for me, yeah.
It's really big, right?
Yeah,
you could have your pick of probably any college.
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, electoral. I would love to go to college after this. It would be nice to get paid, but, you know, I'm getting paid in, like, afterlife bucks.
Right, totally.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's like you can get into any heaven you want.
For sure, for sure, which is exactly what I plan on doing. Like, as soon as this internship's done, I'm going to kill myself.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh.
No, it's funny how secure in the afterlife I am.
You're going to kill yourself? What's the Pope going to do?
Dude, he's going to bless me. He's going to bury me with one of his hats. And then, what do you mean? I don't know. What's the Pope going
to
do?
He's not going to have someone, you know, to guide them through social media. And
well, I said, as soon as I'm done with this internship, like, hopefully I'll do just do this for the rest of my life. Well, I don't ever want to grow up. I'm just going to stay an ager region for the Pope.
Well, I guess my question is, how do you know when your internship is going to end?
I think...
When you kill yourself?
I think I'll see a light and like God will just come down to me and let's take your time's up. Here's a ball of toothpaste. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Guys, I think the Pope Mobile's acting up.
Guys, the Pope Mobile started. I gotta go.
And scene.
And scene.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Pope's a teenage intern. Maybe she'll meet the gay cowboy Boggs later.
I hope so.
Gay pirate?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the Pope's on Instagram.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So what kind of things is the Pope posting on Instagram?
I'm going to look it up right now.
He's very prolific on Instagram.
I'm pretty surprised that he's on Instagram because I feel like he was on Twitter and that was weird, but I didn't ever imagine him tweeting from his phone. I always imagined him sitting down at like a big desktop and tweeting, but yeah. Now with Instagram, you have to be on your phone.
What kind of phone do you think the Pope has?
An iPhone 8.
Oh, he's skipping the next generation straight to the... Ooh.
Well, this is a fun thing. What do you think the Pope is posting on Instagram?
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, don't tell us, Sagata.
Babies?
Babies? Gabe?
That he's kissed?
There's a video of him speaking Italian.
Oh, I put this on Instagram for me.
Is the Pope just Instagramming his Rosetta Stone sessions?
Well, the first two posts are him praying. So I think there's a theme here. He's going to be praying a lot.
Is it a selfie or is somebody, does he have a behind-the-scenes photographer?
They're professional photos that someone else is just putting on.
So he's like the Kylie Jenner of...
Oh, yeah. You think he was like, I don't want anything too low quality. I want to be looking good.
Yeah.
So he could edit them beforehand and take out his like love handles or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's clearly not running this account. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. And you know what? You know what a lot of people don't realize? I work in marketing and social media, and you find out that nobody runs, like, celebrities, they don't run their own accounts at all.
Oh,
they have a team of people that are running their accounts.
Oh, you don't have a team of people?
No.
Y'all don't have a team of people?
You do?
Oh, yeah.
You got a team of people? Good.
I got a team of people running my team? Social media. Oh,
Trump boy,
the gay cowboy bongs, Pope's intern.
You quite an eclectic team.
Yeah, it's a dream team.
Do you guys think the Pope calls his posts popes?
Popes.
Oh yeah.
I gotta throw up a popes.
That does seem like his sense of humor,
right?
He is a little braggy, you know.
Do you guys think the Pope knows it's 2016?
Doubt it.
So far in his posts, there are no calendars.
Oh.
So I don't think he knows what year it is.
Y'all think the Pope is woke?
Doubtful.
What's woke? What's woke? Is that a trending thing I should know about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. Being woke is like being aware of things, like being aware of issues. Like, black people got to be woke these days.
Mm-hmm.
And so does everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome to Instagram, Pope. I'll
we hope you get woke soon.
Yeah, I hope you get woke, Pope.
Yeah.
I'm loving your popes. keep it up.
We said it was 420 earlier,
yeah.
But guess what? It's 420 all the time during this segment, which is July's Funny Pages.
Oh shit!
July's Funny Pages.
So long.
Another banger theme song.
Yeah. Another one in the books.
July's Funny Pages is the part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip from beginning to end. And L, you get to choose which comic I read. Mm. I'll give you three choices.
The one with the worm that always finds hair in his dirt.
What is that?
I don't remember. Continue.
Okay. I have pre-selected three comics you can choose from. One is
Jim Gaffigan. Okay, sorry.
I'm so sorry. I don't have Jim Gaffigan on the list. Marvin, Drabble, or Rhymes with Orange.
Oh, Rhymes with Orange.
Okay, great. Now, Al, do you have any history with comics at all? Reading comics?
Sure. I read Rhymes with Orange when I was a kid. My grandmother would send me some of the funny pages. Boondocks, if I heard it, I would remember. I read my first comic book the other day.
Really? What was that?
It was one of the Spider-Man Blue, and it was the love story about him and Gwen.
Mm. It was pretty good. Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up, although I thought Peter Parker was kind of a dummy. I didn't realize how much of like a self-absorbed.
He seem like a real Tobey Maguire type?
He seems like a real Tobey Maguire. And now that I think about it, that casting choice makes perfect sense.
Wow. Mm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tobes.
Cool. So this is Rhymes with Orange. I have no idea who any of the characters in this comic are.
Mm-hmm.
I cold read these comics, so I've never seen this before. Let's get into it. There's two panels. One is a very small introductory panel. It just says Aladdin in the city. And it shows
I think I know where this is going.
It shows a little man on a magic carpet.
Holding a cosmopolitan, right?
I don't know. It's very small.
Okay.
He's flying through which looks like a city of some sort. I don't know. And there's only one other panel, so you guys get to guess what happens in this panel.
Okay.
A theme song starts playing, bum, bum, ba-na, bum, 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 and then a bus drives by and splashes Aladdin with water. And then she turns around. She goes, "Bigger than big." I just had a Sex in the City flashback. Sorry.
It's a great guess. Yeah. I will not say that is correct or incorrect just yet until everyone shares the guess.
I guess my guess is that he tumbles off the carpet and he lands into the lap of a beautiful woman and she kisses him in shock. And then the very end of it is them like ripping their clothes off.
Mm.
I like that.
Can I guess again after Gabe?
Sure.
Well, okay, so he's in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what goes on in the city? You go to a bunch of raves, right? Mm-hmm. You're taking Molly. So I think he's going to be like, Prince Ali in the city, taking Molly,
Love that.
Great guess, Gabe.
Thank you.
L, do you have another guess?
Yes, I think my other guess is that he jumps down to Macy's and starts stealing shit from Macy's the way he does. And then somebody catches him and he gets thrown into a penitentiary.
Ooh.
Ooh. Twist.
I got it. Do you have another guess?
He falls off his rug. I'm going to say blanket. And he lands into a pool floaty that's shaped like a pizza. And he's just chilling in the last part. He's got his sunglasses on, drinking a drink.
Love that. I've got another one.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he's on his carpet. And then he's like, fuck this. I'm going to take the subway.
Oh,
I really like that.
That is what you do in the city.
It fits.
And that is what you do. Mm-hmm. Because like you can't find parking ever, so like why bring your own vehicle?
Why bring your own carpet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's telling because He's flying around the city on his magic carpet. He can potentially go anywhere with the magic carpet, mm-hmm. but he chooses because yeah. he's in the city to yeah. take the subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're all incorrect.
Even mine?
Even mine?
Even mine's?
Yeah.
My three?
I mean, I'm not saying your guesses weren't great. They were just not correct. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Fair.
Okay, but we have to figure out which one's the best one at the end.
Okay, we can do that. Including the real one, which I'm going to read right now. We see Aladdin inside of an apartment with a genie. Mm. Genie kind of looks light blue.
Is it a Roomba?
Is it a Roomba?
Is the genie a Roomba? Because that would be funny.
That would. He's like a classic genie.
Hey, if I had one wish, it'd be not to have to vacuum anymore.
He's a classic genie. No.
He's a classic genie.
No t-shirt.
You gotta rub him the right way.
Sure. That's a different song. Sure. Different song.
He has earrings. He has a beard.
Is it Robin Williams or do you think it's a different genie?
Different genie.
Okay.
Is it Barbara Eden?
It's Barbara Eden. Genie says, a reservation for 6 at 7:30 on a Saturday night?
Great Barbara Eden impression.
I do wishes, not miracles.
Oh! None of us thought about being like, and then somebody says something.
Yeah.
We were all like multi-part stories. Yeah. That's funny.
It really puts you in the mindset of the writer who is probably like trying to make a reservation at this great hot spot. And he was like, oh man, what do I need? A genie in a bottle to get this?
Yeah, and he's like, everybody fucking stop everything. I need 3 hours to write this. Nobody talk to me.
Wow.
Taking shrooms, going in the office. No phone calls.
Shayla, hold my calls.
Wow. This guy sounds like a real piece of work.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, I think it... We all live here in Los Angeles, the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's
of angels.
Perfectly, yeah, captured that essence of city life.
Because
It's hard, you know, getting them resies.
Can we make up more?
On a Saturday night?
On a Saturday night. Can we make up more?
We have time for one more.
Okay. What about, I'll do it quick. What about the genie's like, find a parking spot on street cleaning? Day? I'm a genie, not a... Okay, never mind. Is that worth it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do other cities have street cleaning?
No.
No.
Is it
it's only,
only
Los Angeles?
I have an answer for that.
I would listen to this for like
That's
50
the end
more minutes
of the funny comic section thing. Oh god,
I would have listened to that for so much longer.
Apparently there's Thank a you. Longer version.
There is a longer version in existence that it's not gonna get played anytime soon on the show.
Check it out on SoundCloud. This is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the show before. The reason we do this is because some people forget the things we talked about, and why not put them in song form to make it easily palatable.
That's why we do this. I talked about that.
Sometimes I ask myself, why do we do this? So I was, you know, telling myself why.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to sit it out, so would you mind?
Okay. All right.
What are the rules again?
So it's a 4-line little improvised song.
Okay. It's so sad now that you know those are all, like, it's all written. And the points do matter.
I know.
That's a real bummer.
That's the thing.
Whoever has the fewest points dies at the end.
Mm-hmm. Although we went to a taping of it, and a lot of it seemed like it was like fully.
I mean, I think a lot of it is.
Yeah, because they kept like redoing stuff, but they would just be like, they would be doing the same like segments and stuff, but they'd be changing up all the.
Mm.
Yeah, so it wasn't like they were just refilming the same jokes or something.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah,
it makes me feel good.
It did. I mean, don't you guys think, or no?
I mean, isn't all of life pre-written? I mean, didn't God sit down at a desk with a big stack of printer paper and just start writing out all our fates ahead of time?
Made in a blog. It's a Zanga. Anyway.
Okay. So, yes, this is the part of the show where we do a hoedown about one of the things we discussed on this show. Robalora Hall plays the piano to accompany us, and Agata's sitting this one out. Because apparently,
she hates it.
She hates it.
I mean, I make it very clear every week that I hate it.
But you like that we do hoedowns on the podcast, right?
That's a stretch.
I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But I like to hear my singing voice. Wow. I'm allowed to sing, right?
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, I'm excited to hoedown with y'all. It's my favorite segment of the show. And Robalora Hall, do you have a suggestion for something we can hoedown about?
Laughing animals.
Oh, laughing animals. Okay.
Well, I went looking to the dog park, I heard a very distinctive bark. It was chittering and chattering. It was a human little boy.
Well, I should warn you that it would not be wise to see an animal and anthropomorphize. They're not laughing. Do you ask? No, they've just got really bad gas.
Well, that video of that little fox was pretty cute. I'd like to put him in a box and bring him out when I have a bad mood. But those videos of dogs dancing in the street are really sad because they're actually dying, and that's like just them dying.
Oh, dear.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hey, I don't know what an animal is. I'm real stupid, I don't know my biz. Animals, they don't laugh. Not a hyena and not a giraffe.
Not a giraffe. That was good. That was really good.
Robalora Hall, what did you think of it?
I thought it was real good.
Great. Oh, all right.
Cool.
All right. So, Ellie, thank you for coming back on our show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
We had so much fun. Thank
you. It's always
it's
a pleasure
so good to see you.
Seeing you guys, and great podcast. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you back.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your mod team.
Thank you so much.
We're very
thank
proud
you so
of
much.
You.
And you have some more shows coming up to plug?
I do have some more shows coming up. I've got, if you live in Los Angeles, I've got some shows coming up at the UCB Theater. I've got Cool Shit, Weird Shit every third Tuesday of the month at UCB Franklin at 11 p.m. The next one's on 419, and we're going to celebrate at the Toca Midnight.
Nice.
and then other than that, I've got a show called Bad Business up at the UCB Theater, Franklin. And that is, April 5th and some other time, Tuesday. It's on a Tuesday at 9:30.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that's a show I put my blood, sweat, and menses into, so.
Wow. Yeah. We will have to check it out.
And Elle is so great. She's so great to see on stage.
Oh, thanks, Gabe.
Every time I see her performing, I'm like, just look at that.
Oh,
look
Gabe.
At that presence.
Oh, Gabe's the best. Gabe, you guys always come to my shows, and I'm eternally grateful for it.
Oh, well, we like watching you. You're doing good stuff. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I do not. Not since yesterday.
July, how about you? Do you have anything to plug?
Nope, but I will give my plug to Robolora Hall.
I want to plug Bad Business. This bank was spectacular.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Robolora Hall.
She was there.
She went to your show?
Mm-hmm.
She was there. I remember.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then just she was brilliant.
Throws panties on the
stage.
Yeah.
I was like, who brought? Crazy thing. She was humping all the guests.
I can't believe she got out again without our knowledge.
And if you like the Spank Robolora Hall, you're going to like the show because it's pretty different.
They were used better. Panties. Get it right, Gabe.
Oh, used panties.
Yeah, they had motor oil on the crotch.
Yikes.
I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It can be found on the web at twb.cool. Send in your Ask a God of questions and all of that stuff. And
what's that number again? 432 Agata High?
Yeah.
You remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Have you been texting it?
Yeah, I've been. Every question that you've ever gotten has been from me.
Really? Oh, interesting. I'm glad that people
but
are.
Let's not be weird about it, okay?
That's fine. I mean, you've led an interesting life then.
Thank you very much.
Based on the questions I've received.
Did somebody say hi?
Hi.
Who's that?
Is that?
Well, it's me, the cowboy who is supposed to be waiting for someone at high noon.
Oh, it is high noon, isn't it?
Oh, shit.
Fuck, Agata.
I forgot about high noon.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
How do you want to do this, partner?
Well, I reckon we ought to start making out.
Okay.
Oh, my God. They're just tonguing each other with their...
Oh, God.
They took out their slides and they're sliding their slides into each other's carb holes.
Oh, God, it's so graphic.
Ew, there's bong water getting everywhere.
Oh, God. Let's end this. Okay. No.
Ew. His penis looks like one of those echidna dicks.
You mean like the little.
Yeah, have you seen those?
Yeah, they're like little porcupine things.
I'd also like to plug everybody going and Googling that.
Great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's wrap this up.
What? All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.